for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey.
Hello and welcome to the Terry and Gatz Comedy Show.
It's Friday for reals.
Yep, the last Friday of March, unless there's another one.
That's right. Today we talked about some satanic Texas kids that skinned a cat.
Yeah, and...
talk a lot about Taco Bell.
We did talk a lot about Taco Bell and Taco Bell and dead dogs.
In my fucking garage.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, Terry and Gatz Comedy Show, the most popular show on dudeschillin.com.
That's right. Why would anybody else be more popular than us?
I know, exactly.
It's inconceivable that that would even happen.
Welcome to episode 673.
Friday.
I am Gatchalapagola Guy.
Wow, we're going old school. He's back to that, and I must just be a Puerto Rican Terigal. I am Puerto Rican Terigal, and it is Friday. Unto Friday.
Ooh, that reminds me of the Stephen Colbert got into some trouble recently. Did you hear about that whole thing?
All I saw was hashtag cancel Colbert. It's hard to say. Cancel Colbert all over Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to be as a...
I watched the show.
I don't. I watched the last 5 minutes of it.
Because I like Stephen Colbert and he's funny.
What's people's beef? I'm out of the
loop. See, the thing was that the Washington Redskins, you know, they come under attack a lot, right? You know, for their name or whatever,
right.
You know? And as maybe being offensive. And so to combat, because he always says, I'll never change the name, but in what he thought was a stroke of goodwill, he started the Original Americans Foundation.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird.
Colbert did?
No, the guy from the Washington Redskins, like, hey, I know you find this name offensive, but here's some money, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, I don't really care either way, but then Stephen Colbert did his satirical thing that he always does about his Ching Chong Ding Dong. Was a character that he had.
An Asian stereotype.
Yeah, he said he was a character on the show, and it showed him doing, like, it was the first year he was on or something. It was like 2005. He was doing
Ching Chong Ding Dong.
a character in that typical, you know, just calling it Ching Chong Ding Dong, and started a foundation called the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Asians or whatever.
That's perfect. I don't see why people got to get so pissed.
Yeah, but, you know, the only reason why people would get pissed is if they didn't see the first part of the thing.
Yeah.
See that it was satire. I mean, he was spoofing...
himself.
When something that was going on in the news. That's what he always does.
Yeah, it's topical, sometimes political, sometimes just news. It doesn't have to be necessarily political. I know a lot of it is, but that's because that's what's
in
the news.
Yeah, but more because he's a character. He's not like, you know... He does stuff like he auctioned off on eBay the microwave he stole from Bill O'Reilly's show from the green room.
He stole it?
He stole a microwave and then had some general who just happened to be on the show that day, he had him sign it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was weird.
See, I think I would like him a lot more if I just watched him more, and I just haven't. And
certainly,
so,
yeah. I mean, some of it's political because he is a satirical of... those Bill O'Reilly type
like
shows.
Fox News and different stuff like that. Yeah,
you know. And but I think Jon Stewart's more politically based.
Yeah.
Just in that it's real news and commentary on that news rather than just satire in it.
Yep. Well, I don't think they should cancel him. I think that's ridiculous.
He's not going to be canceled.
Well, I know, but there's a big uproar with the people. Cancel Colbert. You don't know the fucking the brevity and the fucking how much weight it holds to be a trending hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah, but Comedy Central, though.
Hey, well, before it goes away, oh, it's gone. That was Black Water by Red Fang.
And you can
catch them in Portland not too long with Norska and Black Pussy at Mississippi Studios up in Portland.
I have a recent story that goes right along with that. It's like recent news that happened.
Yeah, this is going to be our most recent show aired ever, I think.
In the year 845.
At 845 in the morning.
Paris was sacked by Viking Raiders. Probably under Ragnar Lodbrok.
So two different football teams attacked him?
Yeah.
The Viking Raiders. They collaborated.
I don't know if you're familiar with Ragnar Lodbrok.
No, but that name sounds really bitchin'.
It is. It actually means it's Old Norse for Ragnar Hairy Breeches.
Oh, okay. That makes even more sense.
Yeah.
I used to go to school with a guy named Ragnar Hairy Breeches.
He was a legendary Norse ruler and hero from the Viking Age in many of their sagas. He was thrice married.
Was he thrice divorced, or just must have been twice divorced?
No, he could have been thrice divorced. He was thrice married to shield maiden Lagertha, to the noble woman. I don't even know those. Those aren't even English letters. And then to the warrior queen Aslaug.
Aslaug.
Mm-hmm. He also had sons, Ivar the Boneless, Bjorn Ironside. Halfdan Ragnarsson.
Ironside?
Sigurd Snake in the Eye, and Ube Ragnarsson.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. While his sons are historical figures, it is uncertain whether he himself existed. So he might not have existed, but all his sons did, for sure.
Wow. All right, then.
Yeah. His sons bloody avenged him invading England with the great heathen army.
They bloody avenged him?
Yep.
What does that even mean?
I have no... They bloodily...
Oh, okay, I thought you said they bloody avenged him, mate.
They did bloody avenge him. You ever watch a show, Worst Week?
Worst Week ever?
No, Worst Week.
I don't think so.
It's a sitcom. I've been watching that recently again. It was one of those one-season things that kind of slipped under the radar, you know, kind of a comedy thing.
Right.
Just about a guy going through his worst week. It's pretty hilarious. That one Kurtwood guy is on there. You know that guy?
Kurtwood?
No, that's his last name, Kurtwood.
Oh, Kurtwood?
You know the guy from the dad on that one show? That was from the 70s.
The 70s show?
Yeah.
Oh, Red?
Yep.
Yeah, I know that guy.
So he plays the dad, and it's about this guy marrying his daughter. And everything that he does is the absolute worst thing that could happen.
What's it called again?
Worst Week.
Worst Week.
Okay, yeah, cool. Like he knows that he's dating his daughter, right? And so he goes and there's a burglar in the neighborhood. And he knocks out this black guy that's running around in the yard. Turns out their son's visiting.
And what station is this? What channel?
Oh, it's old.
Oh, it's old.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw it on Netflix, but it's not on there anymore.
I did see...
When I saw it originally.
I did see at the trailer or preview, whatever you call it, for that new HBO show you were talking about that I can't remember what it's called.
True Detective?
No. It's one that hasn't been on yet.
Oh, I forgot all those that we were talking about.
You were talking about a new comedy coming out on HBO, and it had a bunch of people on it. Yep. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to check it out. And then I saw the trailer, and now I still can't remember what it is, even with my eyes closed. It's weird how you close your eyes sometimes to try to remember something while you're talking. It's not helping at all right now.
But it's crazy, though, because this show is probably 6 years old, seven maybe.
Yeah.
And the first show had Aziz Ansari on it.
Oh.
And Nick Kroll was on the third episode.
Huh.
And there's some other cameos on there that were from comedy guys before their recent boom.
Yeah, boom shakalaka.
Boom bastard them.
And then we got breaking news. Dave Brocky from Gwar is dead.
Yep.
That's Odorous Ungerus. And also the dude from the fucking West Boro Baptist Church, dead.
Oh, Fred Durst?
Yeah, and then Slayer was going to... Fred Durst. Hit to Fred Phelps.
You Silicon Valley with Mike Judge's
That's
name,
it. Though? That's it. That's it. That's Silicon Valley. Yeah. That's the one. But anyway, I guess Slayer was going to protest Fred Phelps' funeral.
And he's not having one.
I know. They canceled it because he's a pussy.
No, they don't do funerals for their because they think that that's it's wrong to have funerals. That's why they picket funerals is because they don't think funeral. They think funerals in America have too much value.
Is that why they picket him?
I think so, partly because, oh, no, they don't consider it like a big deal.
Huh. And I don't know if any guys have ever looked at lists of celebrity birthdays and deaths, but there's usually a Scottish footballer, Ashley Booth, mm-hmm. passed away today, 74.
Scottish he kicked that ball around.
Who cares about a Scottish footballer?
People in Scotland.
This guy was an active lacrosse player.
You know who else died?
Richard Fry.
That tiger, dude. The what? Tiger that attacked Roy.
Oh, good. Because Siegfried killed it, right?
No, I can't believe they didn't put it down then.
Oh, I know. Did he keep performing with it at all?
Yes.
That is insane.
You wanted me to read more in that Siegfried and Roy story?
No, I just thought you might know because I know that you guys that, follow him.
That Greg joke.
What Greg joke?
You know Greg. He died too. Greg Giraldo.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Geraldo. Geraldo.
Greg Giraldo Rivera.
He died.
Yeah, but that was a while ago.
Oh, no, he had that joke about Siegfried and Roy, like... He believes in something because that two gay lion tamers can find each other than anything is possible.
It's too funny. Oh, man. Hey, I read this story about Texas. It's crazy. And we mm-hmm. never have crazy Texans. Chris Castle's in now Texas.
Everybody in Texas is crazy.
I just found out that I have other friends that used to live in Brownsville that live in Austin now. And that's where Chris Castles lives and some other people. A lot of people live in Austin, actually.
Man, you know more people in Austin than the whole state of Texas.
I know. Well, that's true. I think I only know one other person in San Antonio. Everybody else is in Austin. But yeah. No, some teenagers were arrested and charged with felony cruelty to animals for skinning a dead dog in a cult-style manner, and they killed a cat and three kittens in a satanic-style ritual.
Hmm.
The animal went through a lot of torture. The sheriff said it was skinned and some of the parts were removed. And
was it Tom Bone and his dead dogs in his garage?
No, it was Mark Ainsworth and Delaney Walters, 17 and 18. They're just kids.
They don't know any better.
Yeah. They said the dog had a heart of gold, so maybe that's why the kids... dismembered him. Maybe thought that it could be worth something.
Yeah, and they were not fans of Neil Young.
He said he loved children very much, and he was an 8-year-old Australian cattle dog, which is 56 to me and you in dog years. So that's crazy that people still do stuff like that. I mean, I wonder if they actually worship the devil or if they were just trying to be crazy kids.
I don't know. They're just kids. Is that Neil Young's worst song ever?
Heart of Gold?
Yeah.
It might be. I wanna give.
This stuff. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
What's that new damn song that's not even a song?
New damn?
Yeah, you know, they play every time I turn on the radio, which is not often.
Maybe it was the one
you.
I heard today that I accidentally
Let's
turned
go.
On the radio.
Boo, 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 boo. It's just a fucking drum. That goes in the whole fucking song. No, you know what song I'm talking about?
No. I heard a song that started with a boo, 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 ch. And I started singing stroke me to it because it sounded like.
Was it just like a bass drum mostly?
No, it's like a real anthemic song with a chick lead singer and like a bunch of
kids.
No, that's Kiss.
Oh. No, this new song's kind of like that I heard.
But is it kind of anthemic with like a children's chorus with a bunch of people singing?
No, it's not like that.
Okay.
It just has mostly a bass drum, most of what I hear.
I hear
and
it.
Then it's
the
like,
song I'm talking about, I hear every time I turn on the radio, so that's why I kind of mentioned it. But hey,
I don't know.
You probably haven't been to Taco Bell yet to try their new breakfast, huh?
I've been to Taco Bell recently, but not to try their new breakfast. Well, I did try their new breakfast, actually, so I guess I am, because I didn't realize it was a breakfast item.
Did you try it?
Yeah, I tried one thing on there.
The waffle taco?
No, what the fuck?
What?
No, I tried the Cinnaballs.
What? That's not a breakfast item, is it?
Yeah, I saw it on the commercial for the breakfast item, and I had one the day before, and they were actually really good, but they were the same as if you go to Carl's Jr. You get those cheese ball things that are bread and thrown in the deep fryer. It's the same fucking thing.
Well, what they do is they basically take a round waffle, like an Eggo, and then they fold it in half, and then inside, that's the taco shell, and then inside the taco shell is a sausage and scrambled eggs.
Huh.
But there's no syrup. You ever eat a waffle with no syrup? That's too dry.
Yeah.
Maybe they can give you waffle like dipping sauce or some shit.
I like maple syrup, though, on a lot of things.
Maple syrup.
You know, well, you know what I wondered this week, though, when I went to Taco Bell, was, you know, you when you get, like, soft taco, you know, they always have like the bean. It's like a bean burrito.
Yeah.
You never see any no place have like just a bean taco. Like a hard shell taco, like with just bean in it.
Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be kind of gross. It'd be dry.
How would you get it in there without breaking it? Because it weighs like a pound. Like,
when I was a kid, there was just tacos that were like hard shell tacos, and soft shell tortillas were burritos. So how is a soft shell taco not a burrito?
I don't know.
Is it just folded in half, or is
just
it rolled
a
up
size thing? I think it's the size of the tortilla.
It's a fucking burrito, dude.
I know. I think a taco is just a smaller, it's like a 6-inch
a
versus
taco is crunchy
inch.
I think I don't think it's a soft taco. That's like an oxymoron. But Taco Bell, the guy, President Brian Nichols, said on Reddit that the chain's new breakfast menu isn't coming in to Canada until the country takes Justin Bieber back. Can he do that?
I don't know.
What's the most you ever paid for a McDonald's hamburger? I heard Big Macs.
Maybe.
No, dude, you've had a Big Mac, right? Sometimes those are almost $5.
I've eaten McDonald's burgers. I've maybe had less than a dozen in my life, McDonald's hamburgers.
Have you ever had a Carl's Jr. $8 burger? I mean, a $6 burger.
Well, maybe once. Because
they're usually
not
even
usually.
$6. They're usually less.
Yeah, but I usually don't get it, those kind of burgers, because they have all that extra stuff on there. I don't like onion rings on my burger. I don't like avocado. I don't like any of those special sauces.
Yeah, I want a burger.
I don't like
Well, McDonald's in Switzerland just unveiled a new $12 burger. It's a 6.3-ounce Swiss beef burger with rustic mountain cheese. What the fuck is rustic mountain cheese?
It's cheese from an old fat guy's butt.
From a rusty old mountain. It also has bacon, coleslaw, arugula, and special sauce as part of the chain's new signature lineup. They're also introducing fries that are flat and round like chubby potato chips. This is breaking news, you guys. I should have played my little song, but McDonald's breaking news. Pretty soon, you can get chubby potato chip fries.
I got some breaking news
$12
here.
Burger. So there's that. They also have a new salad called the Ebley Salad, which comes with wheat berries and melon and a chicken Caesar salad.
That's at Taco Bell?
No, that's at McDonald's in Switzerland.
Oh.
But they're planning on expanding to the rest of the world.
They do some weird stuff at McDonald's around the world that are localities.
Localities.
Like in Japan, they do, like, you can get the
sushi,
shrimp burger.
Or sushi dip.
Yeah.
Or something.
Sushi dip. That'd be weird.
I just made that up.
I just sushi blended up into a dip.
Yeah, then you dip your fries in it. Okay, what's your breaking news? Here we go. Breaking news.
I have a list here.
A fucking list.
A rock and metal singles top 40 for this week.
Okay, then that's breaking.
Because I want to find out what song that is so I can make fun of it and know, and people know which song I'm talking about that I make fun of.
We could Shazam it.
But then I'd have to wait for them to play it. I'll just turn on the radio, I guess. But these are the top metal singles top 40 for this week.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Pretty Reckless. So you heard that band?
That's a band?
Yep.
No, I have
their
not.
Their song, Heaven Knows.
Okay, that's number one?
Yep. Next is Royal Blood with their song, Little Monster.
Okay.
Next is...
I haven't heard of any of the...
next is the Goo Goo Dolls with Iris.
What was the name of that Pretty Reckless song?
Heaven Knows.
Okay.
Or it could be because they got another song on that list at number 9, but some ad is covering it up. Now the next song after that is My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark by Fall Out Boy.
Ew.
Next is Pretty Reckless with their song called Going to Hell.
Heaven Knows and Going to Hell?
Yep, and then next is number 6 on this week's Top 40 Rock and Metal Singles, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
What?
Number 7 on this list is Rockstar by Nickelback.
Oh my God.
Next on this list is Back in Black by AC/DC. What? Next is a song by Pretty Reckless.
Are you talking about...
Dude, this says rock and metal songs from the official charts company, dude.
From the week ending March
28th.
Okay, that's yesterday or today.
So I don't know about it. I don't know what that song is, dude, but I'm almost think it's a new, like,
pretty,
a big hit.
I'm thinking Pretty Reckless might be the song I talked about that I right, always hear.
Play it.
Let me see if it's the right one. I'm getting nothing right now. It is, dude! This is the anthemic one with the chick singer. And I was singing... Stroke me, stroke me. Jimmy's in the back
with a pocket of high. If you... This is the song I was talking about.
I knew it was, but you thought it just had a bass and guitar in it?
Well, it's just because it's that bass beat. Boo, boo, boo.
But listen
boo.
To the anthemic.
Dude, I'm
children.
Deaf in one ear, so if I got wind going in one when I'm in a car, you know?
Hear the kids singing?
Yeah.
I explained it to a
I thought it was just a backing band.
Well, it still sounds like kids.
I've only heard, like, it on low volume in a car, though.
It's always on, dude, every time I turn on the radio. And so, now someone's turned on their podcast, and now it's on this fucking podcast.
This is what this... That was the song that we were talking about. This is Pretty Reckless.
Yeah, Heaven Knows.
So what the fuck, dude? Does this count as a song?
Well, here there's a guitar and a tambourine.
Barely. But it's the most basic fucking of beats. I mean, they wrote this song in 1329 already.
Okay, I want to see if this song about hell
the melody is fucking taken too.
Okay, first we had Heaven Knows, and now we're going to hell with Pretty Reckless. Ooh, they got a guitar. Where are the kids now? This sounds like Nickelback, but it's not. Father, did you miss me? Been locked up a while. Okay. Hans, this is going to be your new favorite band, I can tell already. Pretty Reckless, check them out.
Pretty Reckless from New York City, New York.
New York City, New York?
Yep.
They need to invent a New York
These
City.
Guys are post-grunge.
Whatever.
Also alternative rock or hard rock.
Huh.
They're a 4-piece. They used to have 3 other pieces.
All right.
I don't know if they were all at the same time.
Here's the top comment on this YouTube video. I love rock and heavy metal, and I love the Pretty Reckless. This song is fucking awesome.
The lead singer is a guy, I think.
No, dude. She's a hot chick, actually.
It's Taylor Momsen.
She's pretty hot. She looks like she's about 25. I think I just saw her boob for a second. She's wearing, like, pleather. He's got dark eye makeup and bleach blonde hair.
This is the second album.
Well.
And the first single was Kill Me. So Kill Me, Going to Hell, and Heaven Knows.
Yeah. Huh. Dude, YouTube video
they
comments.
They supported Marilyn Manson and Evanescence.
Dude, fucking YouTube comments are so funny. They're in a huge war about God because of this song called Going to Hell.
Oh, you know who that lead singer is? He's a fucking Gossip Girl, dude.
I don't know who Gossip Girl is.
That TV show?
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it. Is she the actress from it?
Yeah.
She's kind of cute. She's going to hell, though, so I don't really want to have anything to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
she
that
worked
was
with
our...
several producers before meeting Kato Kondwala.
Kato Kondwala, is he related to Kato Kalin?
Yep.
He killed OJ or OG Simpson.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. In an interview with MTV, she reported the influences on the bands like the Beatles and Nirvana.
Oh, they had influences Oasis. On her?
And her personal influences were Kurt Cobain and Joan Jett, who I think dated for a while.
Dude, you think that? Or she said that?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
After the band announced they had signed to Interscope Records, two new recordings of demo songs were posted on their MySpace page. They were using MySpace in 2010.
Huh. Wow. Those guys are really up to date.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she gossips. That reminds me that the Wu-Tang Clan is doing a limited release of just, they're just going to sell one record of their next release.
How did they
do? So like a 39 track. They recorded it in secret, and now they're just going to release one album.
How do they decide who gets to buy it? Whoever gets
it's going
to
be sold for, it'll probably go for millions. They're going to take it on a listening tour to museums.
Dude, that's fucking art right there. But I don't think the Clan...
that is art.
I don't think the Clan has ever been the same since ODB passed away.
ODB?
I just had O-D-B. An ODB.
Have you ever done an ODB?
I've done an ODB.
She an ode to ode to B?
Dude, B was my neighbor. She was an old lady. And
B. Arthur?
No, B. Johnson. She had a huge penis. No, she didn't. B. Johnson was my neighbor, and she was old. She used to make some pretty good pumpkin pie that when she said it, it sounded like she said funkin' pie. I got your funkin' pie for you here, Terry. And I used to sing her songs sometimes, and they would be ode to B.
Hmm.
Is that what you're saying? Ode
to B?
Ode to B. ODB, you know, and I had an ODB from Voodoo Donuts, which I just found out they're local, right? Portland, Eugene. Yeah. They just opened a fucking Voodoo Donuts in Denver because that's where all the stoners live. Now, here's my fucking prophecy, everybody.
It's just a fucking donut.
Mark my words. Voodoo Donuts. Donut. Voodoo Donuts is going to open in Seattle next. I guarantee it.
It's just a donut.
It is just a donut with cereal on it.
Yeah, but anybody could put cereal on a donut.
I
go down to Safeway.
But nobody else does.
Thing.
No. Do they put Cap'n Crunch?
Yep.
Do they put fucking Fruit Loops on a donut?
Yep.
At Safeway?
Yep.
So they have stolen the idea of the Voodoo Donut?
Yep, they got the triple chocolate too, which is the chocolate donut with the chocolate frosting and Cocoa Puffs on the top.
Yeah, but do they have the
And they
devils?
Got the maple bar with the bacon bits
I
on
know,
it.
I know, I bought them there. Not bacon bits, fucking bacon slab.
I know, it's slightly different.
Hey,
I mean,
you know
it's
what I
like
saw?
Buying... Take off cereal.
You ever make those Grands cinnamon rolls, the bigger ones,
mm-hmm.
where you just get like five in a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, unroll those and roll them up with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new idea. I just heard of it, and I really want to try it because I like bacon and cinnamon rolls. I don't see how it could be bad.
Yep, and then dip them in maple.
It's maple.
I was watching the show the other day, and B. Arthur's name was listed as Beatrice Arthur, and it might have been the Golden Girls, and I might have been watching it.
I think you probably were.
The show still holds up, kind of. You know, it's got some funny dialogue.
Yeah, who do you think was their writer?
I don't know. Rue McClanahan.
I think Betty White wrote all of their stuff.
Sylvester Stallone, that's how he knew What's-Her-Face when
Did
they
you
went
know
to
that
go and
she's
do that
the,
movie together.
She's the oldest person to ever host Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And it was just pretty recently. Mm-hmm. I got into the rabbit hole about Saturday Night Live and read a bunch of history about Saturday Night Live the other day. It's pretty interesting how some people, a lot of people only did like one season.
Oh, wow. What about B. Arthur Fonzarelli?
They're pretty good.
Right.
That's a good band. No, but I don't know if you knew this, but there was a girl on the show for one season just about a year or two ago named Abby Elliott.
Abby Elliott.
She's Chris Elliott's daughter. She got fired.
Really?
She got fired after one season.
Probably for something Chris did.
She got a job as a paper boy. Said, I got to quit. Now, I heard that Lorne Michaels is a real asshole.
Well, you have to be successful.
You do?
Sure.
I heard, do you ever watch Nancy Grace for fun?
No.
No? On
nah,
True TV?
I don't even think I get that. Oh, I get True TV, but I don't watch
it. It used
that,
to no. be Court TV. I think that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a story here saying that she is totally obsessed with the word porn.
Mm.
She couldn't contain herself on Good Morning America the other day when she tried to convince Dan Abrams that Oscar Pistorius is a porn addict. Who the fuck's Oscar Pistorius?
He's that guy that from the wheelchair thing that killed his wife.
Oh, the murder trial. Okay, yeah.
And yeah. Every story I see about him goes, oh, he broke down and cried when they were talking about the gruesome murder.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, how about a different story?
And so I guess this other guy was, Dan Abrams was talking about Pistorius using his phone at 1:48 a.m. And Grace suddenly interrupted to look for porn, Dan. Porn!
That's what I'm always doing on my phone over here.
What would you do? Why wouldn't you? Oh, when we're recording? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I feel weird now. I think it's weird when people get drunk mm-hmm. and then... Like, this happened, I think, to us before. And then someone will, like, put porn on their phone and then try to get all the guys to watch it.
Yeah. That's like, always a weird thing.
Check this chick out. She's getting fucked by three
It's weird
dudes.
when you're trying to drive, too, and you're the sober one.
And you're like, hey, I'm driving, but that... Whoa. How did he even do that? Why did she let him do that? He just stuck a watermelon up her butthole. That's weird.
You know, Judge Joe Brown got busted.
He did. His fucking, you know what I noticed? His mugshot kind of reminded me of Billy Dee Williams from fucking Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he's on Dancing with the Stars. And
I can't believe that's what you say he's from. Is that what you know him most from?
I know him from Star Wars originally.
I always love when you go to Wikipedia and it goes, and you're looking at an actor and it says... probably most notably known for there, and then it's like some
Dancing with the Stars or Survivor. No, I just you guys all know, listeners know that my wife loves that show, and so occasionally I'll be in the room watching it. But I had to watch Billy Dee Williams because he's got to be almost 70, and he was robot-y. He was not fluent in his dancing. You could tell he's not really. He made it through somehow, but he was sweating. He was like, they made fun of him too. He said he was slathered. But yeah, Judge Joe Brown, I saw his fucking mugshot, and he looked like an old... What was even the charges? I didn't even get to read it.
Contempt of court. He outburst in court, almost started a riot.
Because I heard he was real passionate about something, and he was standing up for something that he believed in is why he got in trouble. So
it probably happens a lot to lawyers who are standing up for their clients, you know, that are pushing the judge's buttons.
So does he work as a lawyer? That's what he was doing?
I think he was representing the client, yeah. I don't know what that means. He had that show for 15 years, though. You know, that one guy said that he was going to be on Dancing with the Stars. He got a call to be on Dancing with the Stars, and it was his wake-up call. And that's how bad it was when he got the call.
And he didn't go on it?
No.
Steve Harvey said they asked him, but once he found out how much money they don't get paid, he said, I ain't doing that for that much. He never said how much it was.
Yeah.
It might have been a joke. He said
I'm
it on the show.
I'm talking about that one guy from 90210. That old has been.
When you get contacted by Dancing with Jason
Not
Priestley?
No, the other guy.
The blonde guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. The other, he's always known
he
as
was
him.
On.
Oh, Luke Perry?
No.
The other guy.
Maybe, no, yeah, the other guy. He was promoting a show the other night on Seth Meyers' show.
Oh.
And that's what it was. And it's where I found out who did the warm-up for Seth Meyers.
Ah.
Birbiglia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because people said that Birbiglia looked like this guy.
The guy from 90210?
Yeah, and so they brought him out, and it was funny because Birbiglia had a story that he did in his stand-up about how him and this other guy were on the show at the same time. Or on a talk show, it was Carson Daly at the same time, and the guy got all pissed because he said, I've never done last call with Carson Daly. That's a great story, but it's fake. And then it turned out not to be. He just forgot that he was on Carson Daly. Maybe it was Jason Priestley. I don't know who these people are. I don't watch that show.
Me neither. Well, I used to once in a while, in the same case as watching Dancing with the Stars now, because my girlfriend at the time loved 90210 and Melrose Place.
Or something. Yeah, when you go to IMDb and the cast of 90210 is 1900 and some people.
Fuck. Because it was on for so many seasons.
It was. It wasn't on that many seasons, though.
10? Something.
Well, Always Sunny in Philadelphia was just...
8 already, I think, huh?
Yeah, they got renewed for their 10th.
Dude, that's crazy. That seems like a new show kind of still. Workaholics, doesn't that seem like a new show?
Fifth season. I don't watch that one.
Neither do I, but it's kind of popular amongst people. And to just think that it seems like it's only been around a year or two and they're already going into their fifth season.
Mm-hmm. Seth Meyers pretty funny on his new show, though.
Hey, did you hear what CBS is doing for April Fool's Day?
Huh.
They're flip-flopping Drew Carey and fucking Craig Ferguson. Craig Ferguson's going to host Price is Right. Drew Carey's going to host the Craig Ferguson show.
That's weird.
That is weird.
I might watch...
Craig on the Price is Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking DVR.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah. Have you seen his stand-up special?
Not the other way around.
He's got a stand-up special right now on Netflix.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
He's all right. You know, off the cuff.
And talking about taking stuff off Netflix, which you mentioned about something earlier, I had quoted earlier.
Always taking stuff off Netflix, goddammit.
I know. I think we were just talking about it the other day. About SNL, and I said, you can watch all... You were saying Hulu, you got to do this, and you got to go to that and watch this.
Mm-hmm.
They only have the 2010s on Netflix right now of SNL.
What?
Yeah, that's only like two seasons so far.
That's nothing.
Yeah, I know. They used to have every 70s, 80s, 90s,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2000s. And so after I got caught in the rabbit hole of reading about the history of SNL...
James Vanderbeek.
Okay. I think I forgot that he was on 90210.
He must have been in the later. But yeah, Mike Birbiglia, people say that
he does
looks
look
like him. And so they brought them both out at the same time. And they kind of, and they kind of resolved around that story. But Seth Meyers is pretty fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
I like his interview style.
It's kind of cool. I haven't watched it much, and you're digging it. And I've been, you couldn't watch the one I've been watching. I've been watching that Pete Holmes show, and I like his interview style, too. Pretty funny, pretty mm-hmm. different.
Here's some story. The guys that he's had on, he had Greg Kinnear, who had a show, didn't he?
A show?
Or maybe he just looks like that guy who had a show.
No, I think Greg has a new series out, I think.
No, he had that show. Didn't he have a late night show?
I don't think
Greg
so.
Greg Kinnear?
Maybe for a minute.
That other guy that he looks like that had one.
Who looks like him?
Bob Costas.
Oh, I guess,
guy I'm thinking of, but it's someone like him.
I have a hard time until someone tells me, like, saying, this guy looks kind of like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was Max Brockman's birthday yesterday, and we went down to the green room for some open miking, and people told me to write some roast jokes for him. So I was trying to figure out who he kind of looks like. He's got to look like somebody. Like, I don't know. I know that you kind of look like Kim Thayil and fucking Robert Trujillo, mm-hmm. but I try to find out who I look like so I can make a joke about it, and I can't figure it out. I look like I've been called that dude from Faith No More and Bill Hader, which is weird.
I can kind of see the Hader a little
bit. Yeah, without the glasses maybe and short hair mm-hmm. or something. And he's pretty popular now, so I'll take that.
This month he had on so many people that have their own talk show. He had Brian Williams on there. You had Martha Stewart on there.
I saw that.
Did she have a talk show?
I saw that one.
He had Rachel Maddow on there. She has a talk show. Dr. Oz.
Well, obviously, if people go on talk shows that have talk shows, maybe he's trying to butter his bread so he can go on talk shows of other people's talk shows to promote his talk show.
Anderson, take it in the pooper.
360 in the pooper.
Wendy Williams. Hoda and Cobb.
Hoda.
Wait, that's the same person. Dude, she's fucking almost looks as mythical as Yoda, doesn't she?
Kathy and Hoda.
Yeah.
Or Hoda and Yoda and Kathy Lee. That'd be a great show.
Yeah, Timothy Oliphant on there a while back.
Huh. Well, good job, Seth Meyers. You're doing well.
Monday coming up, you'll have a bunch of because he's having the KKK on. On Monday, he's having Kevin Bacon, Kevin Millar, and Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Nice.
And he has Nick Cannon coming up in April, along with Bob Costas.
Wow.
And Whoopi Goldberg and Judd Apatow.
I saw Apatow on the fucking Pete Holmes show. He's pretty funny. I like Apatow. He was also on that improv show that I recently watched.
Doesn't look like he's had Always a musical guest. He had the Band of Skulls on there once.
Yeah.
He had Eugene Merman on there once.
Dude, Eugene Merman is recording his new comedy album in Seattle.
Really?
Yeah. People are talking about trying to get tickets and going just because it's kind of a big event for the Northwest.
Yep.
Because he's I think he's from, is he a New Yorkie guy? Kind of?
Yeah, I think so.
So yeah, this is our Friday show, and we're actually recording Friday. It might get released Friday. It might get released early Saturday. I'm not too sure. I'm getting ready to go down to Denny's here in a little bit. By the time you guys hear this, I'll either already be gone from there or I'll be down there. But yeah, this is our most recent show ever.
Here.
Smoking weed.
Like sometimes I flip through TV because I don't like watching commercials.
No, I don't either. I was watching some Comcast on-demand stuff, and some of those you can't fast-forward through the commercials. They don't let you...
The Xfinity on-demand on the TV or on the computer?
On TV.
Oh, on a computer, it drives me nuts.
You can't fast-forward through the commercials?
No, just half the time they hang up in the middle of an episode.
Hang up? Oh, like they freeze up?
Yeah, and then they won't start, and you can't get them to start again, and then blop, blop, boop, bop. And
you got to watch
you know,
from the beginning
again.
You're
throwing shit.
Ooh.
No, that doesn't happen.
I throw shit.
But I was flipping through there, and I saw this thing, and it said, expedition or something or other, who knows, to the South Pole. And I was no, it said Prince Harry goes to the South Pole or something like that, and I was like, the Prince Harry going to the South Pole, whatever. So I click on the thing, and it has said Dominic West and Prince Harry lead a troop of injured veteran soldiers on an expedition to the South Pole. And I was like, that's the guy from the fucking Wire with Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah, you fucking sent me a message
then,
about that.
And then I never watched a single second of it.
Why? Because it wouldn't load right or something?
No, because there's just something else on.
There was just something else on.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Have you been watching 444-100?
I haven't got to watch. I think I watched the third episode of season 3.
That's where we're at.
Okay. That's what's going on.
Yep.
So we're right on par with each other.
Yep.
I did watch Walking Dead from this week.
Walking Dead.
Did you watch it?
Isn't that his episode?
Maybe. Did you watch Bates Motel? Did you watch that? Those are the three shows I'm watching right now. It's all right.
I watched Bates Motel, and it's kind of weird because her brother's in town, and now she's saying, like,
do you think he really fucked her?
Norman, your brother is an inbred.
Yeah, but he don't look retarded or anything, and he don't act like an inbred.
No, and now he's saying, maybe he used me, Norman.
Yeah,
and to get out of town.
He just wanted to use you for your money, son. Oh, how come you gave me my money back then, mama?
I know.
How come you didn't tell me? Yeah.
And it's that one guy who's always shady in every show that he plays.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on Weeds?
Yeah, he's the other guy that was, or no, I don't know, maybe. Yeah. I got confused for a second. Oh, shit. Look what time it is. Oh, yeah. Hey, we're stuffy today. What's in Haunter's CD player today?
CD!
This is a band that Hans used to listen to back in the day that I didn't really... You know, he'd try to get me to listen to him, and I'd say, eh. And they're called Cathedral, one of the first slower doom bands that I have really tried to listen to.
Cathedral.
The album's called The Carnival Bazaar.
Uh-huh.
Or The Carnival Bizarre. However you want to say it.
How many songs on it?
I don't know. I'll have to Google
it. What's the total running time?
You have to ask Hans over that. I didn't do my research, dude. You're making me feel like shit.
Oh, I thought this was what you were listening to. Sorry.
No, this is what's in Hans' CD player.
Are you paying attention to me right now? I was half the segment ahead of you, though, because I thought you had already said, okay, go on.
I'll just call the Carnival Bazaar. And I don't know what the running time is or any of that stuff, all right? I could find out, maybe. But Lee Dorian is their singer, and he used to sing for Napalm Death, and he was on the Foo Fighters Dudes album, the Probot. And mm-hmm. it actually, this band is the band that changed the musical preferences of Mike Scheidt from Yob.
What?
Yeah, once he saw these guys open for Napalm Death, which I saw as well, and he said he went to the back because he didn't think he was going to like them, mm-hmm. and then he found himself at the front of the stage. This album's running time is 62 minutes, 48 seconds, and there's 10 tracks, so they're... They don't have long songs like Yob. They got an 8-minute song and a 7-minute song and a 6-minute song. Hmm. But yeah, oh yeah.
Did you know it was produced by Kit Woolven?
Who?
Kit Woolven.
Kit Woolven?
Mm, Kit Woolven.
Tony Iommi plays on one song.
He did. He played additional guitar
on the Utopian Blaster.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny Ball on the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hans, thanks for listening to that. And thanks for listening to our show.
I
gotta look at it.
Thanks for clicking that link to shop at Amazon when you do that, Hans. That's awesome.
Yeah, we know what you buy, dude. I don't know if you know that we know, but we know. I was listening to Brutal Truth.
Oh.
It's a 3-album collection on my record player called Goodbye Cruel World. It's been on my record player before. But I like to be honest with you guys, so you'll get some repeats every once in a while. I just don't go through my collection and give you another record out of my collection every day. But I could do that, but I don't. I was listening to some Frank Zappa, too. I know I don't usually give you 2, but I'm giving you 2 because we listened to a Frank. It wasn't a record player. It was a YouTube concert. And it was fucking awesome. And a Transfusion album, which is 2006. We got to record some new Zappa cast this week. I got to make it happen. I got to get over here and do it.
I was listening to Bush Beatin' Lies.
By George Bush?
No, Bush Beatin' Lies. Isn't that the opposite of Brutal Truth? Because you got truth and the lies, and brutal would be like you're, instead of being brutally honest, you'd be like Bush Beatin'.
Okay. That makes sense now that you have explained it.
Ah!
But at first, I had no idea where you're going with that.
Yeah. Well, I knew it had to be explained. Wherever I was going.
Where were you going with it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that model? She was at the Playboy Golf
Finals.
Was she
a snap together?
No, she allowed somebody to put a golf tee in her butt.
What?
Well, between her cheeks. And the golfer was going to tee off of her butt.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he missed and he hit her in the ass. She's suing for $500,000. But she lay down. Well, how could he miss? He was probably looking at her snatch, which is a word that's coming back. Mm-hmm. You're not going to hear pussy and cunt anymore. It's going to be snatch. Right. It's like I had my tongue in her snatch, mm-hmm. and then I threw up in it. I threw up in her snatch. He was trying to drive a ball off a tee that was wet. I know. It's a puke. It's not good. No, she agreed to lie with her buttocks partially exposed. Oh, man, why did that song stop? I hate that when stuff goes... We were done with Hans' CD player, but I hate that abrupt stopping. It makes me feel like something went wrong. But anyway...
Something was wrong because she had a tee in her butt.
I know. You can't expect to sue somebody for missing the ball when they're fucking teeing off your ass.
Yeah.
Which is a weird sentence all on its own.
That's just weird.
What happened?
She probably
song?
Clenched as he was about to downswing.
She clenched up her buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
So it says that song got over, but that was an abrupt ending, so I'm not buying it.
Here is going to be a Lollapalooza this year.
It's turned into a rap festival of sorts, hasn't it?
But is it like it said it was the news article I read said it was the 10th anniversary.
I thought they were going to have like just
it's like 20th, isn't it? No, 25th, right?
Word on the streets is I heard from my uncle.
Uh-huh.
He tells me stuff that he heard on the streets. That they got a big new sponsor this year at Lollapalooza.
Who's that?
It's a candy company. I think M&M's is sponsoring the whole thing.
M&M's will be there. And so
No, I heard M&M's is sponsoring it. It's word on the street.
He'll be there.
And Skrillex is going to...
Skrillex.
No.
Outkast. They're getting together. They're playing over 40 festivals this year.
Andre 3000?
Mm-hmm.
He uses that really cool beard trimmer. Have you seen that commercial? He made a commercial for a beard trimmer.
I always thought those were bear trimmers.
Bear trimmer. Bear trimmer.
Bear trimmers.
Bear detrimmers. You know, that's how you detrim your bears.
Yeah. Also, they're going to have places to sit this year, I heard, because they'll have the bleachers there.
Wow.
You heard of those guys?
No.
The Bleachers? It's a band.
No, I never heard that.
Flostradamus is going to be there.
Cool. I also heard that from on the street that those monkeys from up north are coming down.
They are Arctic monkeys.
Yeah, they're frozen.
Kings of Leon, Helms, Lee.
Dude, Arctic Monkeys and Kings of Leon, isn't that the same band? Which is
I don't know. I've never heard the Arctic Monkeys, I don't think.
They were on Saturday Night Live, and I fast-forwarded through it because I don't...
These people that you're hearing stuff from, is it Foster the people? Because they're going to be there.
Dude, so all these bands like fucking Death Cab for Cutie and Foster the People, and they might not even be the same, but to me, Kings
Nas,
of Leon...
Nas, Lord A.
Dude, Lord.
Lord A.
Just Lord E.
Lord E?
I think it's just Lord.
Lord A.
Lordy. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. I'm going to see Lordy in the morning. No, she was just in Portland recently.
Lordy?
Lord. It's the E is
Isn't
silent.
Isn't the feminist term,
the
though?
E is silent.
Puts the A at the end like a... Like
yeah,
a,
but it's E, not
like
A.
Like a male banana is a banano.
And a downturned banana is a baniner. This is a banana, and this is a baniner.
Also, spoon... Dude. I don't mind Spoon.
What I was going to say about all those bands, they're on Saturday Night Live.
I know.
Arcade Fire.
I know.
Arctic Monkeys. They all suck.
Did you ever think that you'd be so out of touch with today's
I'm not.
Music of the younger?
I refuse.
Oh, but you are because those bands are so popular.
But they're not.
They are, though, with the young crowd.
That's why they're on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
Eminem was on there. I like him, kind of.
Well, that's fun, you know.
You know, but I think every band that you've named from Lollapalooza...
Eminem's been around for 20 years, dude. I mean, there's people that are fucking...
16. Don't exaggerate, dude.
There's people that are just graduating that are like, Eminem's old, man.
Dude, I hate old Eminems because they get stale.
Corn nuts don't, though.
Hey, have you ever heard of corn Eminems?
What? No, that'd be weird.
It's a tour. It's Korn with Skrillex.
That probably happened. Korn and Eminem. I would believe it.
I wouldn't doubt it. It was with Meatloaf and Humble Pie.
I heard they had Meatloaf at Bates Motel the other night.
Dude, I had Meatloaf for dinner last night.
Oh, really? Was it the same Meatloaf?
Dude,
was that on Bates Motel?
Yeah, I think
when
maybe.
That lady beat that dude because he wanted Meatloaf. Maybe I was watching a different show.
Maybe that was a different show.
Yeah, this guy's like, "What's right your dinner?" And she's like, "Meatloaf." And he's like, "Oh, not again." And then she just beat him to death.
With the meatloaf?
No.
Or with the pan?
No, it was with something else.
I was going to say, because that's a fucking hard meatloaf. That's a hard loaf.
Yeah. That would be funnier, though, if it was like a well-cooked meatloaf that fell apart like when it hit you.
Yeah.
Like, it was a solid loaf, but when it hit you, it just exploded like a hollow point meatloaf.
Do you prefer your meatloaf with gravy?
That joke was for Jerry Murphy.
Hey, I don't think he listens to the show anymore.
What? I was going to do a list. I looked up a list, and there was I was going to do this one for him, was the top 10 9mm of 2014.
I don't think that he does
because
this.
They need a yearly list of the top 10 9mm. That's how many 9mm. I was always like, that's just a couple of different makers, right? I mean,
yeah.
How many different 9mm makers do you need?
I don't know, but I don't think he listens to this show anymore. He's abandoned us like a fucking puppy on the side
He's
of the road.
He's always at his paintball tournaments.
Yeah. I made fun of him, and he didn't say anything about it, so that's why I don't think he listens, remember? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Taint. Baller or something. I said, Jerry Murphy, the number one taint baller. That means his balls always cover his taint. Which doesn't take much. I mean, if he rolled up on his back, his balls might fall on his ass. Now, we will know if he listens now because he's got a comment on that. You've got a comment on that, Jerry. Jerry Murphy, balls up your ass. Mm-hmm. He's the only guy I know that can teabag himself. But I'm... Hey, Jerry, are you listening? I'll tell you a new joke. I know you're not going to come down to the fucking Denny's tonight because you never do. And it's not your fault. I know you got a girlfriend and a job. Big deal. Here's a new joke. I wrote it last night at the open mic. I'm sick of fat girls saying that they're big boned because that's bullshit. They're not big boned. That doesn't even make sense. And I've heard it all my life, and it fucking bugs me. And then the other day, a skinny girl said to me that she was big boned. And I said, what the fuck do you even mean by that? And she said, I only sleep with black dudes. But see, you could have got that joke live, and it would be, you could laugh at it. You know, it's like someone asking you, oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke. Okay. It's not going to be the same because you haven't had a drink or two that you're required to buy. You're not hanging out with your friends. You're not in the mood to laugh. I don't know. Fucking whatever. I'm pissed, dude.
Why you got to be so pissed? Have people been telling you that lately?
No, but Pat Wambacher texted me the other day, and that's why I got to be so pissed.
Oh, what was he pissed about?
He's pissed at work. Ron works across to him. No, he's not pissed. I said I heard Ron works across the street from you now, and he said, yeah, DRI told me that he's commuter man. Pat, that's not that funny.
Did you tell him that? Tell him that they both could come over. I'll teach them how to do some smoke signals. They could send them back and forth to each other.
I don't think either one of them smoke.
Did you hear about the police in Hawaii are fighting for their right to continue to work?
Uh-uh.
Yep.
To work for what?
Well, right now they're allowed to when you're out there busting prostitutes and stuff, right? You know, and you always got those prostitutes that'll go like, "You a cop?"
Yeah.
But that doesn't really work, right? Just you're asking like, no, them I'm of not. A cop, you know?
Why would right? I be a cop? Do so, I look like a cop?
Yeah, in order for cops to get the arrest to count, they have to have sex with the prostitute.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe from the story you're where are these people at?
No, yeah, the police in Hawaii are fighting for the right to continue to have sex with the prostitute because if they're not allowed to have sex with the prostitute, a prostitute could say, you want to do this? And then they say, well, actually, no. And then they know that they're a cop because they're not going through with it.
In my experience, which is solely based on television mm-hmm. shows, mm-hmm. you can arrest them as soon as they say that they will give you head for $20 or admit to a sex act for money. You don't even have to give them the money. That's what they do it on cops.
Yeah, but that might not be the case in Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii, they're disconnected from the American.
But yeah, also one prostitute said three officers had sex with her before she was arrested.
Well, duh. The first so one obviously, was like, hey, yeah. She's pretty good. You guys have tried it out. Make sure that she could. Well, we want to solidify this case so she yep. doesn't get away. If we pack her full of three different cops' semen, then maybe the case will stick.
Your ribs.
To the seat. Stick your ribs.
What? Stick to your ribs.
The semen? Like, I've never heard that. Hey, you got a paper for it over there.
I got a paper for it.
What are you hiding over there in your paper?
Paper fort.
You ever make paper forts as a kid?
Fort out of just paper?
Yeah, we didn't have blankets when I was younger.
Or like couch cushions? That's what I used.
We would just
cushions.
Drape newspapers over couch cushions.
Does that work?
No.
Especially if they were folded.
I know.
You just put like the folded up paper. Well, new paper.
Yeah. We had to save a lot of papers just to get one fort.
You could if you taped it all together. You know, you could make a giant sheet of paper. That'd be a kind of a cool fort, but it'd rip easily.
I spent a fortnight in there. 2 weeks in a paper shack. I don't have a lisp either. You spent 2 weeks in a paper shack? No, it was a shack, not a shack. Still... Go ahead.
Did you hear that the German customs found 14 condoms filled with cocaine that were headed to the Vatican?
Who's ordering coke at the Vatican?
It was just addressed to a random post office. Any of the 800 residents there could have claimed the package. It was sent anonymously from Latin America.
Was it addressed to Coke John Paul III?
I don't know. That Pope, what do you think about that Pope?
He's a Benedict Arnold.
All right.
That's all
the big deal
say?
With Benedict Arnold, and why did he invent an egg?
He was a traitor. He traded eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It was a traitor with a T, though.
Dude, that was one funny fucking skit I saw on Seth Meyers the other day. What he was doing was going through, like, hey, there's celebrities out in the audience. We always like to, you know, do celebrities out in the audience if they're out there. And he goes, and he just show a random person, and underneath it said, invented the horse.
Oh, I think I might have saw
one. And then he was like, John Stewart paper cup invented, and it wasn't even the paper cup. I can't remember. Oh, it was the kazoo. He invented the kazoo.
God, what was another show that
and
I watched?
And then he did another one. He did one. It was like three or four of the same people. It was the master of disguise. And it was some guy, and then it was a black guy, and then it was a lady, and then it was James Vanderbeek.
Oh, I think it was Conan that I was watching where they were doing something similar to mm-hmm. that.
Oh, Seth Meyers ripping off Conan? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think Conan's ripping off Seth.
Dude, they're both ripping off each other.
So they'd go to the audience, and they'd show a person, and then they'd put a caption underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd say, this one guy had like a long beard, and his hair was kind of messed up, and he said he's glad that cooking meth is legal in a certain state or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, so they're picking out people by their looks and saying, this guy, he's an old Cleveland fan who needs new clothes because he was like wearing super vintage looking like Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically kind of the same thing.
It is.
Just a different premise. Maybe they share writers.
Maybe.
And since they think maybe people that have NBC don't have TBS.
He did one segment to where he, I don't have TBS.
I don't have.
But he did the one.
I don't have TB. Tuberculosis. I don't have that.
I don't have that either.
Okay.
I forgot what I was saying.
That's all right. If you can think about it within the next couple minutes.
I'm not going to think that hard about it.
Because we're going to wrap it up here pretty soon. I still got to go down to Denny's and unload that crap and set up the shit.
Did you know those guys serve breakfast now?
For dinner? At dinners?
Yep.
Dinners. That's what I've always called it.
Dinners.
They told me that it was Denny's the other day, and I was like, I thought it was dinners. Because that's where I go to eat my dinners.
What if that guy's name wasn't Denny? What if it was something else and would it be as successful? If it was just a restaurant called, like, Lenny's. Roberts?
What about Lenny's?
Yeah, Lenny's probably would work because it has the same sound. What if his name was
Daryl's.
Like
there was a Daryl's restaurant.
Harold.
Remember Daryl's restaurant? That might have been before your time. It wasn't. My mom used to work there in the 70s, and it became Applebee's, I think.
No. Right,
Daryl's.
Yeah.
Darryl's
you see
restaurant.
That new commercial is that from that fast food company? Might have been Carl's Taco Bell. It was a Taco Bell commercial. Did you see the new Taco Bell commercial?
No, but we're talking about Taco Bell at the beginning and the end of the episode.
I know. Taco Bell.
It's Taco Bell sandwich.
It's what's for dinner.
No, what's the fucking... What's the commercial?
No, they have like... Check out all these people that like the new Taco Bell stuff, and these people are all eating the Taco Bell stuff.
The breakfast stuff?
Yeah, but all their names are Ronald McDonald, so they're like, hi, I'm Ronald McDonald, and I love the new Taco Bell
breakfast.
There
was a black Ronald McDonald from Georgia or something. Yeah, I heard
about
that.
There was also a chick on there, too, wasn't there?
Yeah, but do you think their names were really Ronald McDonald?
I don't know.
Hi, I'm Ronnie McDonald. I'm a girl, and I love the new Taco Bell cock and a roll.
Yep. You would have to be
cock and a roll.
Pretty cruel to have your name be McDonald and name your son Ronald.
Yeah, I went to school with some McDonalds, and it wasn't Ronald. It was Kevin and Keith.
Did you ever ask them where their brother Ronald was?
Yeah, give me a cheeseburger when you go home, dude.
Yeah, I know your brother's making them over there in his red shoes.
You fucking stingy bastard with your cheeseburgers. Kevin McDonald, I'm tagging you on Facebook even though you're not my friend. You're on my Central End class of 80-somethings. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening to the show today. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on the links there. All
Amazon link and do
see if you can click on all the links at the same time.
If you can click on them all.
Just open like 17 windows and then hook up. They have a new thing where you can get like 17 mouses. Are they called mice when you have more than one?
Missing.
Oh, my mice are missing.
Yep.
But yeah, give us some money and go shopping on Amazon and do all that stuff. And go stop by Floyd McCulloch's Facebook and tell him how awesome this background music is, all right?
Yeah, or go and tell him yourself. Go over to that paint dummies.
Floyd's paint pot.
Pot. Is it Floyd's?
It's his. I don't know if it's a Tommy's or if it's a. It's just the Floyd paint store. But he said Sherwin-Williams are dicks, and that's mainly because they just pour paint all over the earth. I don't know if you've seen any of their trucks lately, but their logo is just a big can of paint dousing the earth with paint.
I know. That would not be cool.
No, not at all.
I know.
So don't shop with Sherwin-Williams.
I think that's racist because they're wanting to make the world one color.
Yeah, there needs to be a rainbow or something. For all the gay people. All right, you guys, thanks for listening on a Friday, and we'll see you Monday.
Yep. Unless your eyes get blown out.
Then you'll just hear us.
Rock on.
And metal. Floyd, I still need a better loop. I got a choppy version here, so the one you sent me was the wrong one.
If you
want
a loop, just get a bracelet.
Because the loop I can put around my penis.
How's your watch working out for you?
Pretty good. You know what time it is? 8:09.
No, watch is just a bracelet with a clock on it.
That's right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Plugs for a full-blown holiday in Berlin. And if you know what that means, you're awesome. And we're going to start off with some open mic comedy things that go on around my area, our area, your area, which is Oregon. Every other Monday, it's Donk Gong Comedy at Taylor's with the guys from The Donkey Show, 101.5 K-Fly. That's at 13th and Kincaid. It's free. It's 9 o'clock every other Monday. And you can do an open mic, and if you suck, they will gong you. They got drink specials and stuff down there at Taylor's, which was voted one of the nation's top bars for colleges or something on some stupid list. Anyway, Wednesday nights at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene. Mac Chase has an open mic there. It's a 9:30 sign-up. Green Room is on Thursdays, every Thursday at 710 Willamette in Eugene, inside Doc's Pad. That's an 8 p.m. sign-up or something. They're free. And the Kush Cafe on Fridays, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene. That's a 9:30 sign-up, 10 o'clock show for open mics, comedy. Here's some actual shows where you just can't go there and tell jokes, but you can go there and listen. March 26th, it's Stand Up at the Shack Bar and Grill at 2865 Liberty Road in Salem with David Mascaro and Noriko Ott. It's hosted by Jesse Priest. It's free. It's 21 and over, 7 p.m. The next night, March 27th, that's this Thursday at the White Owl Social Club in Portland. For those of you wanting to know that, where that is, it's 1305 South East 8th. It's Lex Hilaris, which is a comedy show, a night of comedy and metal with Derek Sheen, Philip Schallberger, Jordan Kastner, Alex Rios, and your host, Noriko Ott, and a two-piece metal band called Towers. It's a $2 cover charge. It's 21 and over. It's 8 p.m. at the White Owl Social Club. March 28th, it's the fifth installment of the Grand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's Lounge here in Albany, exit 233 off of I-5. It's the only Denny's in town, so come to that. It's going to be me, Gina Ginsburg, Zeke Wagner, and John Mink. All of us were in the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. We didn't make it through, so we're having a party at Denny's. It's free, but you can give us $5 for a suggested donation to cover the comics and their gas money and their talent. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over. Let's see. April 12th, Chelsea Peretti is going to be at the Hawthorne Theater. You might know her from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or she's got a Comedy Central special, and she's on a lot of podcasts. April 12th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Moshe Kasher's coming to the Wow Hall in Eugene on April 17th. Doug Benson will also be there 4 days later for the fourth annual 420 show on April 21st. That's also Wow Hall in Eugene. Lots of good comedy shows around the state. There's more, but I don't have time for them all. Here's some music shows that you might want to go to. I want to go to a lot of these. Some death metal shows coming up Sunday, March 30th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. It's Carcass, Black Dahlia, Murder, Gore Guts, and Noisem. Tickets are $25 and $28. April 3rd, Destruction from Germany is coming back to Portland with Ex Mortis and Christian at the Tonic Lounge. April 4th, Black and Blue returning to their hometown of Portland. Crazy old 80s metal band at the Hawthorne Theater, Black and Blue, $20 and $25. Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne is coming to Lucky Larry's in Albany here, right off I-5 there, exit 233. Also, Earth to Ashes and Catechus is playing. Shadow of the Torturer and Bellwitch, Hans's favorite band, is playing the same night up at the Tonic Lounge. So you got to decide what you want, Splinter Throne or Bellwitch. Queens of the Stone Age sold out at Keller Auditorium April 15th. You don't need to know about that. April 24th, Anvil is coming to Portland. Cheap tickets at $13 and $15. Cemetery Lust, local band opening for them. Also Spellcaster, that's at the Hawthorne Theater. Stump Fest is a three-day thing, which is going to be cool, including bands like Yob and Red Fang and Norska and Black Pussy and Diesto. And it's a three-day thing. I think it's like the 24th, 25th, 26th, something like that. It's going to be awesome. Check out your internets for information on that. Mastodon and Gajira and Kazlert Attack or something. That's April 29th at the Roseland. Tickets are $25. I really want to go to that. Dave Wilson's favorite band ever, Pat Travers Band's coming to Tonic Lounge May 2nd. They're also coming to Sio, but I don't know when that is. I'll get details as they become available. Bowl. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's, $15. And then May 3rd also in Portland at the Hawthorne is a night of death metal with Nile, World of Lies, and Seasons of Suffering. May 24th, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, and Hyborian Rage are going to be at the Ash Street Saloon. That's a Saturday night, May 24th. Tickets are like $5 in advance, and $7 at the door, I think. Also, punk rock legends Black Flag coming back to Portland on May 28th at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $20 and $25. That's a lot of stuff, you guys. Go check it out. Go do some stuff. Listen to some bands. Laugh at some peoples. Hope to see you at the Grand Slam Comedy Show this Friday. It's going to be tits, as they say. Thanks for listening. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com and give us some money or just listen to our episodes. Thanks for listening, you guys. Pizza now.